Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Joe Ostrowski, host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
That's a lot of value on a very talented team.
Getting you ready for your wagertainment weekend.
The public's been killing the books.
Joe Ostrowski.
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of Herbert Hoover in him.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski.
On The Score. Score.
We could not live without Joe Ostrowski. How would I schedule my weekend? What would I know what to do? How would I know what games to watch? All of this is very important, and that's why we have him on. Joe Ostrowski is the host of BetMGM Game Day Sunday, 7 to 10 a.m. right here on 670 The Score. A listener told me he gave me a shout-out, so I got to ask him about that. Bet Sweats is weekdays starting at 8 a.m. on the BetMGM Network, and he is at Joe Ostrowski on X. He also joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Yeah, so I guess before we get into anything, I had a little birdie tell me that you mentioned us on the pregame show. What'd they say, Joe?
Yeah, what did I say? I don't remember.
Okay.
It's all a blur. It's very early in the morning. The show starts at like 8 a.m. or something. I don't even remember.
Oh, yeah. I black out all the time. I'm like, I don't know what I said 5 minutes ago, man. Like,
it was a question. A question was posed to me, I think, the exact question that you asked when we were previewing the Bears game. So I think it was in reference to our conversation that we had last Friday, but I don't recall what it was.
And then I was really confident about the over, and that was silly.
But it wasn't silly, right? This is what bettors do when they talk themselves into not feeling so terrible. That was supposed to hit. Would they have 38 points in the first half? Like, and how many times were the Cowboys in the red zone? One time with a backup quarterback, and you have an interception a couple of times. It was supposed to hit. It just didn't go the right way. But, yeah, after that, how long was that drive? 10 minutes of game time for the Bears?
9:54, yeah.
That's when you get, you know, like, uh-oh. Everybody had that over ticket. Like, oh, that's not what I want. That's not, you know, one possession almost taking up a whole quarter. That is not good for overs.
Joe Ostrowski's segment is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. And before we get into what I think you need to judge, which is a parlay, I want to ask you about the weekend in college football. Because, number one, I don't know how wagerable it is, USC taking on Illinois. It's Illinois' homecoming. It's 21 versus 23. Kind of surprising the Illini retained their ranking after the game against Indiana. But what are you paying attention to? LSU's taking on Ole Miss. There are some decent games here.
Oh, there's some great ones. Oregon, Penn State, Bama, Georgia, USC, Illinois isn't too bad. LSU, yeah, that LSU Ole Miss game is kind of flying under the radar with everything going on there. You might remember last week when it came to Illinois, Indiana, I was saying the line keeps moving the other way. People are betting Illinois, but it's going the other way. And that thing was over in like 5 minutes. That's what it felt like this week. They're getting healthier, at least. They were missing everybody in the secondary last week. So outside of Scott, they are getting healthier. If you have any pride, you at least show up this week. Illini team that was getting a lot of hype this year, people excited early on, and then just fell completely on their face in front of the country. They are a 6.5 to 7 point home underdog to USC. Tough matchup, another high profile offense, and they haven't been tested much so far. USC clearly the better team, but I don't have a bet on it. I'm very interested to see what Bielema gets out of this team after getting embarrassed like that.
Joe, I've been doing quite well in the wagering game of late because I place these $1 bets live active, you know, plus 1,200 for an extra base hit, stuff like that. But you know what? I decided to just let it all hang out and bet 10 whole dollars on this parlay. Tell me your thoughts. It's plus 19,788. Those are the odds. Caleb Williams, 4,000 regular season passing yards. Caleb Williams, 30 regular season passing touchdowns. DJ Moore, 6 receiving touchdowns. Roma Dunze, 10 receiving touchdowns. Roma Dunze, 1,000 yards receiving. And Colston Loveland, 750 yards receiving. Your thoughts?
Okay, the Caleb stuff, as long as he stays healthy, it should get there. The 4,000, they want it to happen, right? So if it's within reason, if it's within range, they're going to try and make sure at the end of the season, assuming like a playoff spot isn't on the line, that he's going to get there. I don't have a problem with it. And if you're going to have explosive games like last week, I think this game could set up to one of those Caleb games where he has at least 3 passing touchdowns. I don't mind either of those. DJ Moore might get kind of close. It'll be interesting. Like, is he going to be that wide receiver too? It certainly seems like that's going to be the case moving forward. The Rome stuff, I kind of laughed out loud when I looked at his stats and what he's on pace to do right now. He's on pace for 23 touchdowns this year. So I was like, whoa. Yeah, we know that's not going to happen, but I like that. And then this last leg, Colston Loveland, I don't know who that is. Can you help me out?
Who is that? You know, that's an appropriate response since he's missed both days of practice so far this week.
Listen, that's a tough one, man.
He's a guy that was taken above Tyler Warren, and he's got some ground to make up on Tyler Warren. But I believe he can get to 750. Here's what I'm thinking, Joe. Just 3 great games, 3 100-yard games, and he's right there in the mix.
Yeah, that's what he's going to have to get. And the part that scares me is typically tight ends, year one, you see the struggles. Now, there have been outliers in recent years, but that's the part that worries me. But outside of that, I mean, the Rome stuff, having 2 Rome legs in there, like that looks really smart right now.
Also, I did the same exact parlay, not quite the odds, but I just took out the Colston Loveland and the DJ Moore part.
Okay.
So, yeah, that
all
one,
right.
Yeah, yeah. We know your partner, man. Sammy P does love him some Roma Dunze, and
he does.
He saves the ferocity for DJ Moore. Joe O, I want to ask you about Cubs MLB odds, but I want to let everybody know here that according to Paul Sullivan on Twitter, he says of the Chicago Tribune, Tucker DHing and hitting 4th. Santana optioned and going to Arizona complex and will be on taxi squad in playoffs. He also says, does Paul Sullivan, that council said Horton is progressing and they're comfortable moving forward with him.
And our breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories.
And I don't
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I don't know if that will change anything that is in the Cubs MLB odds right now, Joe O.
Yeah, I mean, what does that mean? Like, is he good?
I really want Kyle Tucker to hit. Really?
Yes. Yes. The Cubs are 16-1 for the World Series. Mm-hmm. And like it's as it still stands, I didn't check today. Most likely it's gonna be them and the Padres, right? Like in the wild card round.
Yeah, that's locked in. It's just a matter of where, and the magic number's down to 2 for the Cubs to clinch.
I really want them to play at home, too, since we're doing this.
Yes, of course. 16-1, that is also the exact same number that the odds have on the San Diego Padres. So, yeah, the Cubs are in that 16-1 range. Phillies, Dodgers, basically co-favorites. Now the Mariners are third, meaning they have the shortest number in the American League, but it's close with the Yankees. Really bunched up at the very top there. But, yeah, it's Cubs, Padres. That just tells me, no matter what, because home field in baseball doesn't mean what it does in some other sports, it tells me that once we get that series, it's probably going to be a coin flip. That's how they're viewing it. It's probably going to go the full three games for that series. So 16-1, your number on the Cubs.
Okay, good to know. And then also, you know, since we are talking about Cade Horton, anything change regarding other postseason accolades that you'd noted?
Yes, one. Horton looks good, by the way. He's like a minus 300 favorite, somewhere in that range.
For National League Rookie of the Year, just so we're on the same page.
Correct. And there is one where the favorite changed this week. And it's the closest race. And I think there's a chance it could change again before season close out on Sunday. That is AL MVP. When Cal Raleigh hit number 60, he became the favorite, flipping with Judge. So now Raleigh is the favorite for the AL MVP.
All right, Joe, here's the deal. And yeah. We had a long conversation, those of us who are in the studio. 500, plus 500, that's where I took Cal Raleigh to win the American mm-hmm. League MVP. I couldn't deal with the stress anymore, Joe, of my measly $10 bet. So I cashed out at $28 because I was like, I don't want to lose my $10. I'm just going to take the $28. I get it. Aaron Judge hit two home runs. Cal Raleigh responded with two home runs of his own on the same day. But I was like, I'm out. Just give me my money. Let me just go about living my merry life. Was I wrong not to hold on to the $10 bet and get ready to cash out for the $500 or excuse me, the $50 winning?
So this morning on Bet Sweats, we do this segment called Friday Feels. Like, what are you feeling going into the weekend?
Ooh.
I like this. And my Friday feels was that, you know what? Yankees win this division. They could get the one seed. If Judge is the reason, he's going to win this award. The first thing they look at is WAR. He's almost a full win ahead of Raleigh in F WAR. In B WAR, he's two full wins above. We can get to 10.0 F WAR with Judge this weekend. And you get the New York market involved as well.
Right.
And now 62 is the magic number. If he gets 62, it's going to Raleigh. If he hits two homers this weekend, that's what's going to happen. But yeah, I'm feeling it's going to flip again. And so I don't think that's a bad idea. Judge is plus 185 right now for the MVP. It doesn't mean I'm right. It's just what I'm thinking.
There you go. What are your Friday feels on Bears Raiders?
I'm feeling that the over will hit in this game.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it's these two teams are quite similar, whether we want to admit it or not. Neither team has much of a run game to speak of. There are questions on the offensive line. There's nobody in the secondary. We got brand new regimes in both of these scenarios. Uh-huh. And I think the betting market kind of agrees with it because they made the Raiders a 1-point favorite. And, you know, home field doesn't mean a ton, especially in Vegas where you always have the road team traveling. We know there's going to be a ton of Bears fans there. And so it's probably a point and a half for home field. And they're saying like the Bears and Raiders are pretty darn even. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a coin toss game, but I think there's going to be some scoring. Those two quarterbacks combined for 7 touchdowns, no interceptions last Sunday. And with these matchups, it wouldn't surprise me if that were to happen again. Hogue was hinting at it, and I think he's spot on. It seems like Bowers is healthy now. And his prop is 56.5 after a couple of 38-yard games.
I'm teasing it.
Wouldn't surprise me if he just blows past that number of 56.5.
Yeah, you know what? In fact, they're so similar that you don't want to hear what Brad Biggs had to say about the two teams' records since what, 2020 or 2021. He said it this morning on the morning show with Mully and Haw. It was it made you realize that organizationally in the past at least 5 or 4 years, the Bears and Raiders have been pretty similar, so that was a sobering moment for me as well.
Well, George, don't get that haircut, please.
Yeah, wow. There's that. That's for sure. Joe Ostrowski, we appreciate your time every Friday. Thanks for joining us on Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
Thanks, Joe.
Have a great weekend.
See you, Joe.
That was Joe Ostrowski. You can hear him on BetMGM Game Day Sunday from 7 to 10 a.m. right here on 670 The Score. Coming up next for halftime, we are doing a pregame show today, basically. So we got to get our predictions in for Bears and Raiders. Everybody ready?
Bears.
I'm ready.
Robbie, Ray, you guys ready?
Robbie.
Bears, yeah.
Is Robbie Ray ready?
Oh, yeah.
Robbie Ray. Bob Tree. Bob Tree. Where's Bob Tree today? Oh, there he is, Bob Tree.
Okay, I'm right here. Yeah,
is
right
it there. Robbie or is it Bob Tree? I feel like Bob Tree is the alter ego.
Yeah. Text in. Let us know.
It's a Friday. It's a Bob Tree day.
Let him go. He's got the Lions on his mind.
Oh, wait, somebody called Tigers. Us a moron, but I can't tell football who because all it says is you are a moron. All right, so that guy's in. Let's do it next on Rahimi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.